London and Partners, the public-private partnership set up by Boris Johnson in 2011 to promote the capital, estimates that event leisure tourism contributed £2.8 billion to the city's economy in 2015 alone, £644 million of which was from overseas events tourists. Increasingly, people come not for the UK per se, but the things happening in it. Chief among these are sporting events, which generate more than 70% of major events-related spending in London. Music is some way behind. Amid huge fanfare in the past few years, a growing number of major international NBA, NFL and MLB games have come to London. According to London and Partners, 250,000 people have attended NFL on Regent Street, which isn't even an American football game, just a promotional event for the idea of one. Where there are crowds, there are consumers. And in the absence of state support, commercial sponsorship, itself rebranded as partnership, tracks the events industry's every move. Last year, the capital played host to the Virgin Money London Marathon, the Prudential Ride London, the Guinness Six Nations, and the EFG London Jazz Festival. Meanwhile, Pride in London somehow managed to rack up 73 partners in 2019, from headline sponsors Tesco to PlayStation, the Scouts, the London Stock Exchange, Revlon and Foxtons, amid criticisms that the politics has been drained out of it in favour of corporate pinkwashing. It's hard to refute the argument that the more carefully planned and managed a large event is, the safer it is for those inside it, and the more the crowd will enjoy it. Not only do you minimise the risk of injury or potential trouble, but everyone, not least the most vulnerable, benefits when you have accessibility for people with mobility issues, the right number of toilets, the right number of exits, the right transport access, good sightlines, food and water and childcare facilities.